Good evening. This is Reverend Diane M. Daniels, and this is Beyond Sundays, Session 3, for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. Our subject tonight, pluralism. Pluralism recognizes that we are all sacred beings, diverse in culture, experience, and theology. We'll discuss how to celebrate that diversity as a gift and a source of strength. Good evening, friends. It is so good to gather again for our Beyond Sundays time of reflection, connection, and spiritual grounding. Tonight, we turn our attention toward one of our most important Unitarian Universalist values, pluralism. Pluralism affirms that we are many, many stories, many histories, many understandings of the sacred, and yet we choose to journey together. We choose connection over uniformity, curiosity over certainty, relationship over rigidity. And tonight, through prayer, reflection, and dialogue, we will explore what pluralism offers us as individuals and as a beloved community. Various religions can be meaningful paths to spiritual fulfillment and truth, encouraging a climate of tolerance and cooperation. There is no single path to truth. By fostering openness, we can interact with people of different faiths respectfully, work together on shared values, and expand our vision through interfaith dialogue. Our opening reading this evening is by Reverend Dr. David Breeden, titled Into the Circle. We gather into this circle. We gather into this circle of care to dream, to envision, to embody and achieve the compassion we dream, the justice we envision, the dignity of each in an ever-growing circle of love and justice. Come, let us worship together. Our chalice lighting was written by Reverend Julianne Lepp and is titled Open to Unexpected Answers. We seek our place in the world and the answers to our heart's deep questions. As we seek, may our hearts be open to unexpected answers. May the light of our chalice remind us that this is a community of warmth, of wisdom, and welcoming of multiple truths. Let's define pluralism. And in part to do that, I want to share with you a reading, Why Should We Intentionally Work for Diversity? That was written by Marjorie Bowens Wheatley. Why should we intentionally work for diversity? The responses to this question vary widely. Of course, hard demographic realities suggest much. But for me, beyond any demographic or sociological justification, there is a theological imperative. Affirming the inherent worth and dignity of every being, for me, means working to create places of worship where all who subscribe to a liberal approach to religion can not only feel welcome, but enter into worship settings that reflect the diverse cultural realities of we, the people. Congregations that reflect the pluralism of our society are one step in beginning to transcend the social boundaries that divide us from each other and from all that is, which some of us call God. The task ahead is an arduous one. Indeed, diversity is one of the most challenging tasks we will ever undertake as a religious movement. What we are dealing with is not simply racial and ethnic diversity, but a paradigm shift that is rooted in a commitment to growth in a pluralistic community, as well as readiness for and acceptance of cultural change within our congregations. So what does pluralism mean? And why does it matter? Pluralism begins with a simple but deeply liberating declaration. There are many paths to the sacred, Not one path, not one teaching, not one tradition, one theology, or even one set of answers. Pluralism reminds us that no single religion, including Unitarian Universalism, holds all the truth for all people for all time. The UUA describes pluralism as a celebration of diversity, cultural, theological, and experiential, an affirmation that all people are sacred, each carrying wisdom the rest of us need, an invitation to open dialogue, free of coercion or dogma, a covenant to learn from one another, grounded in respect, curiosity, and love. This resonates beautifully with the lived experience many of us bring to spiritual community. We come from Christian backgrounds, Jewish heritage, Muslim families, pagan and earth-centered traditions, humanism, Buddhism, and agnosticism, and sometimes a long, winding spiritual journey that cannot be placed neatly on any map at all. And yet, we are here, together. Pluralism is the value that helps us hold that togetherness without flattening our differences. It is not tolerance. It is not agreement. It is not pretending we see the world the same way. Pluralism is relationship across difference. Pluralism is loving curiosity. Pluralism is the belief that truth is too big, too beautiful, and too sacred to be contained in one vessel. So, why does pluralism change lives and communities? Why is this important? Pluralism isn't merely a theological idea. It is a practice, one that shapes our daily interactions and our spiritual growth. First, pluralism enriches our lives. A reading I found on the idea of accepting people as they are expresses this beautifully. Experiencing the diversity of life invigorates me. My life is enriched by diversity. I value new relationships and accept people as they are. This is the heart of pluralism, recognizing that every person carries a piece of wisdom or perspective that expands our understanding of the world and of ourselves. Pluralism says, I don't need you to be like me to learn from you. Number two, pluralism discourages discrimination and replaces it with compassion. Genuine reflection around the topic of discrimination reminds us, I embrace differences instead of discriminating because I know we are all equal. Embracing people who are different allows me to remain empathetic. Pluralism is not passive acceptance. It is active anti-discrimination. It is choosing to see the humanity in someone, even when their experiences or backgrounds differ from our own. Pluralism asks us to release assumptions, practice humility, move toward, not away from, difference, recognize when privilege is at play, and finally, let compassion guide our responses. Number three, pluralism honors all traditions, not just the ones familiar to us. An honest intention to honor and respect all traditions speaks to this beautifully. My life becomes rich with cultural diversity when I take the time to learn about other traditions. Regardless of what my friends believe, I honor and respect their beliefs. Pluralism helps us say, your holy days enrich my understanding of the sacred. Your practices expand my imagination of what faith can look like. Your story helps me become a more compassionate and thoughtful human being. Pluralism does not require us to adopt another's beliefs, only to honor the sincerity with which they are held. Number four, pluralism transforms the ordinary community into something approaching the goal of beloved community. Let Julianne Lepp's prayer bring this part home. What can we learn from each other in the richness of our differences? May the heart of compassion help us recognize the sacred in each other and bridge differences in these challenging times. Pluralism becomes a path toward beloved community when we carry it not only as a belief, but as a daily love practice. So how do we live pluralism in our daily lives? Pluralism is something we must do, not just something we believe. Here are some ways we might embody pluralism as individuals and as a congregation. Number one, practice spacious listening. Not listening to respond, not listening to correct, not listening to convert, but listening to understand. Ask, what experiences shaped your perspective? How did you come to believe this? And what sacred truth does this hold for you? Number two, approach differences with curiosity rather than fear. Pluralism invites us to transform discomfort into discovery. Instead of, I don't get why anyone believes that, pluralism shifts us to, I wonder what this belief means to them. I wonder what joy, pain, or hope lives underneath this view. Number three, honor another's tradition as a gift, not a threat. When someone shares their heritage or beliefs, they are offering you a piece of their spiritual lineage. Pluralism teaches us to respond with gratitude, humility, and reverence. Number four, expand your sphere of empathy. Pluralism grows our capacity for compassion. As one reflection said, it is easy for me to be kind to others when I allow myself to see and understand their position. The more perspectives we encounter, the more fully human we become. And number five, build beloved community through shared accountability. Pluralism is strengthened when we commit to showing up for each other, naming when harm occurs, staying in relationship when differences arise, and holding one another with love and respect. Pluralism without accountability is chaos. Pluralism with accountability is community. In closing, pluralism does not ask us to give up who we are. It does not ask us to dilute our beliefs or quiet our convictions. Pluralism asks something much more courageous. It asks us to believe that truth is larger than any one of us, and that the holy is revealed most fully when we share our stories, our journeys, and our questions with each other. We become wiser together. We become deeper together. We become beloved community together. Our closing blessing. May our hearts remain open to the wisdom in every tradition. May our minds stay curious enough to learn from one another. May our spirits be strengthened by the richness of our differences. And may we walk this pluralistic path not with fear, but with love. The kind of love that celebrates every journey, honors every story, and helps us build a world where all truth seekers are safe and sacred. Blessed be, amen, and may it ever be so. Our journaling prompts for this upcoming month. First, Exploring My Own Path. Pluralism celebrates that no single tradition holds all truth. Your journaling prompts. What spiritual influences have shaped my understanding of the sacred? And how do I honor the path I've traveled while staying open to new insights and perspectives? Number 2, the gifts of difference. Pluralism invites us to learn from the richness of our differences. Our journaling prompts. Think of a time when someone with a different background, identity, or belief taught you something meaningful. What did that experience reveal about your own assumptions, values, or growing edges? Number 3, compassion across perspectives. Pluralism encourages curiosity, not judgment. Your journaling prompts. Where in my life do I struggle to remain open to viewpoints different from my own? What might compassion, curiosity, or humility ask of me in that situation? This session's affirmations. Short enough to be used in your personal worship practice, strong enough to help you rise and extend your spiritual grounding. I honor many paths to the sacred and welcome wisdom from diverse traditions. I approach differences with curiosity, courage, and compassion. I help build beloved community by listening deeply and loving across our differences. Pluralism in practice. This session's value in action invitation. Pluralism comes alive when we choose connection over certainty and relationship over rigidity. This month, I invite you to practice pluralism intentionally, beginning with small, meaningful acts. Number 1, engage in a sacred conversation. Choose one person whose spiritual, cultural, or life experience differs from your own. Ask them about something that matters to them, a tradition, a holiday, a belief, or a story about their family or heritage. Your goal isn't to agree. Your goal is to understand. Number 2, honor a tradition that isn't your own. Select a holiday, ritual, or cultural practice from another tradition. Learn about its origins, meaning, and significance. If appropriate, share a short reflection about what moved you or expanded your perspective. Number 3, notice your inner responses. When you encounter differences in worship, conversation, or daily life, pause, take a breath, ask yourself, am I reacting out of unfamiliarity, fear, or habit? What might pluralism invite me to do or notice instead? And how can I respond with compassion? Number 4, expand your circle. Attend an event, read a book, or listen to a podcast from a tradition or identity outside your own. Let it stretch your imagination of what the sacred can look like. And finally, number 5, practice daily respect. Pluralism is woven through everyday actions. Greeting a neighbor whose background differs from your own, respecting someone's chosen name or pronouns, appreciating practices or holidays you don't personally observe, choosing empathy over assumptions. Pluralism becomes real when we allow diversity to soften our hearts and widen our worldview. This has been Reverend Diane Daniels for the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Storrs, and this has been Beyond Sundays, Session 3, Pluralism.